Indianapolis police answered a trespassing call at an East Side business earlier this year. They found a half-naked, agitated man lying on the floor. This cell phone video, shot by a witness, demonstrates that de-escalating a crisis doesn't always go as planned.
No, I'll take my pants off. Here's my phone.
I'm rebelling. Now.
My phone. Hey.
The video was recently shown during crisis intervention training for IMPD officers. They watched as officers in the video repeatedly tased and hit the man as they tried to subdue him. Every police run is unpredictable, but dealing with someone in mental distress requires special skills of communicating and listening, says IMPD training commander Major James Cleek.
When they're in crisis, it may not make sense to us, but it is extremely real to them. And if we can get there with that and give people choices, de-escalate situations, then we can save some lives.
Cleek is a founder of IMPD's Crisis Intervention Program and Training, now standard for all recruits since the sheriff and police departments merged back in 2007. All veteran officers are on track to be trained as well. Southwest District Commander David Hoffman is a big advocate for Crisis Intervention Training, or CIT. Hoffman's district includes the focus area at 16th and Tibbs, one of six small neighborhoods the Department of Public Safety identified as having significantly more crime, poverty, and mental health issues than other areas of the city.
I think it's helpful because it, first of all, it gets people the services that they really need, rather than, for example, arresting somebody for some sort of psychotic behavior, or a lot of times it'll manifest itself in just in a basic resisting law enforcement kind of a charge, where maybe there's not a criminal offense.
Sometimes the people who need mental health services the most know the least about them. On top of the stigmas associated with mental illness, they often struggle with the lack of family support or income, health insurance, and transportation. That means officers like Michael Casper are more likely to encounter people in crisis. Casper works on the east side around the New York and Sherman focus area. On a call about a woman trespassing at Wheeler Mission, Casper steps in when she gets testy with another officer.
No, we didn't. Check it.
Take any medication?
No.
No?
I'm normal.
I take blood pressure medication.
Blood pressure medication.
That's it.
Casper got CIT training as a recruit and says it's definitely come in handy.
She's what we call, she's 1096. So she's got a mental health issue. Like when we first arrived, she said she owned the building and everything. And with individuals like that, you don't want to argue with them about whatever their delusion is. So. Like you notice, I changed the subject real quick. So not to create that argument, because they'll turn combative on me real quick.
If someone is threatening harm, officers have the option of sending them to a hospital for what is known as an immediate detention. That gives doctors up to 24 hours to assess what help the person needs. 4 years ago, a crisis counselor with Midtown Mental Health was assigned to Hoffman's Southwest Side District. A part of the job is following up by phone with people who have been immediately detained.
Hi, Tricia. My name's Linda Lynn, and I'm a crisis specialist with Eskenazi Health and Midtown Mental Health, and we do an outreach project with the police. And so I was just calling to check on you and, first of all, see how you're doing.
She's trying to make sure the person is not still in crisis and to help connect them to mental health services. Lynn says the job has changed her perception of police work.
There are a lot of officers. They're doing mediation. They're trying to solve problems. Some of them are doing some old-fashioned social work. The number of officers that literally will help somebody in need, be it making sure they have food or getting linked, there's just this real desire on officers for people to, they don't want to arrest people. You know, it's like, let's get this fixed.
But crisis intervention isn't fail-safe, and when police confront mentally ill people who are armed, the consequences can be deadly. Take the case of Alex Myers, who was shot and killed this spring as he sat on his front porch holding a rifle. Such incidents raise a lot of questions, but IUPUI researcher Brad Ray says they also illustrate the flaws in the mental health system.
We just continually cut back on funding for mental health services, and I think that's the underlying big problem here.
Crisis intervention training is also meant to keep officers from harm. And Southwest District Commander Hoffman wonders if it could have prevented a tragedy that still haunts him. Crisis intervention was brand new to IMPD back in 2004 when Kenneth Anderson killed his own mother, then turned guns on officers, wounding four and killing Officer Jake Laird.
What if we could have got some services to him before he went on that rampage that night? It's, you know, I think it's it not only improves the safety of our community, reduces crime, but it improves officer safety as well.
To date, over 1,000 IMPD officers have been trained in crisis intervention, and crisis counselors like Lynn are being added at other districts. And a state law, named after Officer Jake Laird, allows the police to confiscate and hold weapons from any person they suspect is mentally unstable or dangerous, even if the person hasn't committed a crime. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon in Indianapolis.